Hey there! Welcome to another edition of HCast Mini. This is Esther. And today we just want to look at Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 34. In this book, Jesus wants the disciples to not worry about the things of the world. Let me just read verses 22 and 23. It says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes.'" This part of Luke is a rather familiar verse to me, but it's a wonder how often I forget about it or even choose to ignore it, simply just by worrying. As students and even working people, I'm sure oftentimes we worry about our schoolwork, you know, how to finish the assignments, our results, will I pass or will I fail, our relationships with our families and friends, why do we quarrel or how did our relationship end up this way, our finance, how am I going to pay up for my school fees, where to find the money to buy that Brandon bag that all my friends have, and the list just goes on. And many times we forget that God is indeed in control of every situation of our lives. So how can we avoid getting worried? In verses 28b through 30, it is written, "O you of little faith, and do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows that you need them." Firstly, we can have faith in God, because by having faith and trusting in God, it frees us from many anxieties caused by our earthly nature. Secondly, in verses 31 it says, "But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well." We should learn to put God as well as his kingdom as our top priority. Thirdly, in verses 34 it says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be." This means that God promises to meet our needs, but not necessarily all our desires and wants. However, as we walk closely with him, we will find whatever we desire or want will be to please him and be in his will. So today, I would just like to remind us that worrying doesn't solve any problems. Let's just take it to the Lord in prayer.